Well, big brands more and more seem to be looking for ways to insert themselves into our lives. And as you know, I've spoken a fair bit already the last couple of weeks about this issue of privacy, but that's not the one I want to look at today. Instead, businesses, particularly recently, it seems, have been forcing their way into national conversations. Just look at the Voice to Parliament referendum. It saw major businesses stump up ad space, donate their services, serious amounts of cash, all in what ended up to be a big failed vote. In fact, the four major banks, major resource companies including Rio Tinto, BHP, Woodside, along with retail giants like Wesfarmers and Woolworths, donated more than $1 million each into the proposal, whether they asked the shareholders. In most cases, I don't think they did. That money poured into what is basically brand activism. But it failed. It failed. And this week, there's been a brand new survey that suggests the public doesn't like when businesses get involved in political matters like this. Now, there is a caveat to all of this, and that's because 96% of us, according to the Good Survey, want to see businesses make a positive contribution to society, but not necessarily in the way that business think you need to make a positive contribution to society. There's some nuance in all of this, so we need to discuss it and how business can do all of this without telling us how to think. Now, Carl Rhodes is a professor of organisational studies at UTS. He's also the dean of the UTS Business School, and he was part of this survey, and he joins me on the line. Carl, thank you for your time.
Great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Let's just take, for example, Qantas. Now, they were out there flying around Vote Yes 747s, but simultaneously they were flogging ghost flights to consumers. You got the banks. They were advocating a Vote Yes to same-sex marriage not that long ago, without asking the shareholders, I think. But busily, at the same time, they were closing down branches, getting rid of ATMs and all the things which we use and interact a bank every day of the week and upsetting customers. At your surveys looked at this, or the survey you're a part of has looked at this, and people said, "Well, listen, get your nose out of the politics, fellas, and start doing good within your own organisations."
That's exactly right. I mean, this was a survey conducted by the advertising agency Leo Burnett in conjunction with us here at UTS Business School. And this is what it revealed. I mean, this is what Australian consumers want. They want businesses to make a solid contribution through their core activities. And you get a bit of a false dichotomy, right? If you listen to certain people talk about it, they think that businesses are either going to be some kind of flaky, progressive political cause followers, or they're going to be kind of rapacious profiteers just exploiting customers and employees. Mm. And that's the idea here, is that that's not the actual division. That's really kind of a bit of a myth. And what Australians want, they want companies who are going to pay employees fairly, going to provide stable and reasonable employment, pay their taxes, don't be corrupt, don't exploit people. And this is how businesses can really make a solid contribution. What also is the case, however, Australians don't necessarily believe that that's what corporations are doing. It's what they want them to do.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because obviously business think this, you know, all this activism and getting their nose involved in all of these political causes is what the Australian public expect them to do. They think that if they do this, they'll get some brownie points from the consumers who think like-mindedly, and they'll, I assume, spend more money in their shops as opposed to the competition that maybe don't profess their virtue on certain issues. But, you know, more often than not, they get burnt or they get stung doing it. And maybe, just maybe, this survey should be the final nail in the coffin for all of that.
Well, time will tell about whether it's the final nail in the coffin. But, I mean, the idea is that the survey, and it's done with an advertising agency, right? So this isn't just kind of, you know, people from outside. It's done with people from the inside. But hopefully this will help inform the decisions corporations make in terms of how they try to meet social expectations. And what you'd expect when corporations do get involved in political causes, you know, they put a lot of market research behind that. I mean, even though these things may be political, they do it because, in many cases, because they think that it will help improve their business or their sales. And often, you know, the hard work by the political activists is done way before corporations get involved. Yeah, like as one of the respondents to the survey said, business needs to stay in its lane and let politics be done by the people who should be doing politics.
I mean, the interesting numbers in this survey, 96% of Australians still expect brands to make a positive contribution to society. So they don't want them to just drift off into profit land and never be seen again. But 94% of us want brands to do that by paying their employees and their suppliers fairly. 92% want that manifest with business providing stable and fair employment. 91% want brands to pay the appropriate taxes in Australia, which you highlighted earlier. So it's about business recalibrating how they define doing good, is it not?
Indeed. And doing that in response to what society demands of them, rather than them trying to take a lead on these issues. But bear in mind, this isn't what we're actually getting. You know, we've seen a growth in precarious employment, the so-called Uberization of work, massive tax avoidance. You know, this last couple of years, the word greedflation has started appearing, which is inflation driven by greed, as we see major corporations making staggeringly high profits. But at whose expense? And this is a call back to reasonable. I mean, what I was really pleased to see with the results of this survey is that it really reinforces a much more kind of down-to-earth view of the role of business, and reinforces very old-fashioned Australian values about everyone having a fair go and, you know, of a level playing field and operating with a sense of decency. And those are values, you know, that we've long aspired to. But perhaps drifted from recently. And this is also saying, well, those things still matter to Australian citizens.
They do. Just finally then, I mean, what I've made comment on lately is that I think a lot of business, while they've been preoccupied on these social issues, which, as we've now seen, most Australians agree have nothing to do with them, have taken their eye off the ball on what has been a rather rapidly and quickly shifting IR landscape, and they've been caught with their dacks down, I think, now. But is that another reason for them just to wake up, stick to their lane, and, you know, make sure that when they do advocate, they advocate for good, effective, profitable, but also fair business dealings in this economy?
No, absolutely. I mean, and as well, I mean, the other thing, it says that when businesses are doing so-called good, they should do it in connection to contributing to the communities that they're a part of. So again, you know, it's some very established views on what constitutes good that are really important. And I think, you know, any business who really can now take this seriously and take this up, providing they've got the receipts to show that they are paying taxes and they're not ripping off customers and they're paying people fairly, you know, that would be a fantastic business advantage to them as well. So there's a lot to learn from the survey. And this is the second of the surveys. The first was in 2022. And if anything, what this one has shown is that the similar views were held 2 years ago, but today they're even more pronounced than they were before. So these views about expectations of business are even greater now than before. So there's a growing perception of this within public opinion in this country.
Well, it's refreshing to see the official numbers correlating with certainly what the Open Line has been saying now for that period of time as well. Great to talk to you, Carl. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you.
Professor Carl Rhodes, Professor of Organisational Studies at UTS, also the Dean of the UTS Business School.